This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 21st in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action across South Carolina.
Good morning and welcome to the High School Football Recap Show. Well, Friday night was the last Friday night of the regular season for the high school league teams, and there were a limited number of games for them. But the Skeezer teams began their playoffs last night. We begin in the upstate of the high school league, where Gaffney and Spartanburg had their annual rivalry game, this one for the region championship. Spartanburg took a 24-7 lead into the fourth quarter at the reservation in Gaffney, but the Indians stormed back, and they took the lead and the win with a 5-yard touchdown run with 46 seconds to play. Gaffney wins it 27-24. Elsewhere in the upstate, Pickens 52, Berea nothing, Chesney 47, Blacksburg 13, Pendleton 26, Blue Ridge nothing, Boiling Springs 41, Eastside nothing, Wren 42, Emerald 25, Greenville 49, Easley 21, Greenwood 35, Malden 13, Fountain Inn 35, Lawrence 14, Clinton 42, Liberty 22, Abbeville 48, McCormick 6, Palmetto 57, Carolina 6. It was Riverside 44, Wade Hampton 20, Saluda 57, American Leadership nothing, Daniel 42, Seneca 21, another region title for Daniel, Poundersville 44, Southside Christian nothing, Christ Church 34, St. Joseph's 14, T.L. Hanna 43, Hillcrest 21. It was Mountain View 48, Union County 7, Crescent 42, Walhalla nothing, Westside 61, Southside nothing, Ware Shoals 36, Whitmire 34, J.O. Mann 35, Woodmont 6, and Woodruff 35, Broome 14. To the Midlands with a big showdown game of the night. It was Dutch Fork and Irmo, both undefeated, both with excellent defenses. Dutch Fork, however, too good on this particular Friday night, winning 24-14. Chris Deering covered the game for the Prep Red Zone and joined us on the high school scoreboard.
That Dutch Fork defense, you know, A.J. Brand's been, he's been everything for this Irmo program for 4 years. He's got over 10,000 career yards, and for pretty much they kept him in check. He did have over 100 yards rushing, 161 yards passing, but they never really let him get out and sort of go. And, you know, they started off with a spy on Brand, and that didn't really work out for him. Irmo went down the field the first time they had the ball about 90 yards and scored a touchdown. And so they changed that up after that first drive and only allowed a miraculous 78-yard pass where Brand sort of jumped up between two defenders, threw the ball down the middle of the field. It was tipped at midfield, and Malik Miller catches it and races the final 50 yards for a 78-yard touchdown. So that was Irmo's two scores. Ethan Offing, the quarterback at Dutch Fork, he ran for two scores, and he threw a touchdown pass, a 7-yard fade pass to Boyklin Bickley with about 3 minutes to go in the first half, and that made it 21-14. Dutch Fork going into the break, and you know, pretty much defense has dominated the second half. Irmo did add a 29-yard field goal by Justin Welch, but outside of that, it was all defense for both sides. And you know, Josh Smith, the kid that just committed to South Carolina this week, he had 10 tackles tonight. Dutch Fork linebacker Riley Salters was all over the field. He finished with 7 tackles, a fumble recovery, and an interception. So big night for him. Big night for Dutch Fork. You know, they won a state championship last year, but they didn't win a region title. That went to White Knoll. And so, but I do think this is Tom Knott's 14th region title in 15 years. So they did win a region title tonight, finished unbeaten. Gave up 45 points on the year, so I would think they would have to be the favorite in Class 5A Division 1.
Elsewhere around the Midlands, it was Gilbert 52, Aiken 7, Chapin edged White Knoll 35-34, River Bluff 24, Lexington 10, Fairfield Central 45, Mid Carolina 13, North Augusta 20, Gray Collegiate 17, region title for the Yellow Jackets. Blackville Hilda 35, Ridge Spring Minetta 12. It was Sumter all over Ridgeview 49-6, Newberry top Silver Bluff 33-21, South Aiken over Airport 40-27, and Batesburg-Leesville Edstrom Thurman 8-7. In the PD Grand Strand, just four games last night. Carolina Forest 49, North Myrtle Beach 24, Conway 49, St. James 35, Myrtle Beach 35, Sagosti 23, and West Florence 53, Spring Valley 12. In the Lowcountry, Cane Bay down Berkeley 28-23. Cane Bay wins the region after starting their season 0-7. On the scoreboard show last night, Coach Russell Zaire joined us to talk about the turnaround for his team.
I tell you what, I'm so excited and so proud of these kids. You know, any team at 0-7, you know, it ain't no fun. And people are talking crap about you, and, you know, you wonder why you're out there, and everybody's blaming the coach, and kids are blaming each other, and it's just this group has really just stayed focused. And you know, 0-7, we weren't that bad. We're just really young, and you know, it takes time, especially in 5A football. Everybody's good, so it just takes some time for these kids to finally figure it out. And you know, once they figured it out, they just have gotten better each and every week, and they just play with so much heart. And I, you know, for the first region championship in school history to be for a team that finished the regular season 3-7, I mean, these kids really, you know, I'm just proud of their effort and how hard they continue to work, and coaches as well. I mean, you know, we ain't having no fun at 0-7. So the fact that, you know, coaching staff just continue to work and get better, it just means a lot to this program.
Also, in the Lowcountry last night, Hilton Head 42, Bluffton 7, and it was Stratford over Goose Creek 21-14. We'll give you the skis of playoff scores in just a moment.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
In the skis of playoffs last night, in 4A, it was Hammond 35, Cardinal Newman 6, Augusta Christian 17, Ben Lippin 7, Porter Gowd 44, Heathwood Hall 15, and Northwood Academy 49, Lawrence Manning 20. In 3A, Wilson Hall 25, John Paul II 14, Hilton Head Christian 42, Florence Christian 7, Pinewood Prep 49, Trinity Collegiate 13, and Northside Christian 53, First Baptist 28. In 2A, PD Academy 56, Spartanburg Christian 19, Greenwood Christian 28, St. John's Christian 14, Calhoun Academy 42, Hilton Head Prep 27, and Bethesda Academy 36, Orangeburg Prep nothing. 1A playoffs, Thomas Hayward 55, Lee Academy 12, Dorchester Academy 45, Colleton Prep 7, Williamsburg Academy 55, Patrick Henry 6, Buford Academy 23, Carolina Academy 21. 8-man playoffs, Richard Wynn 51, Newberry Academy 16, Wardlaw Academy 46, Holly Hill Academy 44, Jefferson Davis 46, W.W. King 22, and Lawrence Academy 56, Cross Schools 22. So later today, the high school league will release their brackets for their playoffs, which begin next Friday night. Don't forget, there are 6 state championships to be decided this year. There are 2 in Class 5A, and all state championship games will be played at South Carolina State University in Orangeburg. And of course, next Friday night, it's round 2 for the Skeezit teams. That's the High School Recap. I'm Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.